From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has told U.S. television viewers the U.S. should extradite a Muslim cleric over his alleged involvement in Friday's failed military coup. Fethullah Gulen is in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania and has denied any involvement. Yüksel Alp Aslan Dogan is a Gulen advisor.
He actually said that he feels insulted by this accusation because he has been a victim of four military coups in Turkey before. He is a man of peace. He defended peace against terrorist groups like ISIS. He condemned violence of all kinds throughout his life.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. is awaiting Turkey's formal extradition request, but added it must fulfill certain requirements.
There is a clear, well-established, mutually agreed-upon process for considering those kinds of requests. And there are essentially two factors. The first is the request would be evaluated to determine whether or not it was related to crimes that are covered by the extradition treaty. And then second, there would be an evaluation made jointly by the Department of State and by the Department of Justice to determine whether or not the evidentiary standard that's described in the treaty is met.
Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim promised to rethink Turkey's relationship with Washington if Gulen is not extradited. Meanwhile, media reports say some 20,000 members of the police, civil service, judiciary, and army have been detained or suspended since Friday's coup attempt. Popular South African race driver Gugu Zulu died early Monday while trying to reach the summit of Tanzania's nearly 5,900-meter-tall Mount Kilimanjaro, part of a charity drive for underprivileged girls. The 38-year-old Zulu climbing with his wife, a team, when he experienced breathing problems. The statement said medical teams tried but failed to revive him. This is VOA News. Police officials in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Monday said a black former U.S. Marine, Gavin Long, identified as the gunman who shot and killed three policemen and wounded three others, planned his attack and carried out assassinations. Colonel Mike Edmondson heads the Louisiana State Police.
There is no doubt whatsoever that these officers were intentionally targeted and assassinated. It was a calculated act against those who work to protect his community every single day.
The 29-year-old Long was killed in a police shootout. Baton Rouge was the scene of a fatal police shooting July 5th of a black man. Another black man was shot dead by police in Minnesota a day later. That following day, July 7th, five Dallas, Texas policemen were gunned down by a heavily armed lone black gunman. The Republican National Convention ended its first day in Cleveland, Ohio, Monday with presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump addressing delegates before introducing his wife, Meliana.
We're going to win so big. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to win so big. Thank you.
Trump's wife said her husband loves America.
I have been with Donald for 18 years, and I have been aware of his love for this country since we first met. He never had a hidden agenda when it comes to his patriotism, because, like me, he loves this country very much.
Delegates also heard a series of speakers denounce Trump's likely opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Convention scheduled next week in Philadelphia. African Union leaders meeting Monday in Kigali approved a proposal to deploy a regional protection force to South Sudan. AU Peace and Security Commissioner Smail Shergue said it will go beyond the UN peacekeeping mandate and impose peace.
We all agree that the situation is urgent, but I was saying within the UN mission. So I think in the coming days, the Security Council will meet to discuss this proposal. And when it comes to generating the force, that's our responsibility, and we are ready for that.
A shaky ceasefire is holding in South Sudan after fresh violence between rival factions of President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar broke out 2 weeks ago, leaving nearly 300 dead and thousands displaced. With the Olympic Games in Rio just 3 weeks away, the International Olympic Committee Monday promised tough sanctions after a report found Moscow concealed hundreds of positive doping tests in many competitions before the Sochi Winter Games. The IOC under growing pressure to ban all Russian athletes from the Rio Games. As the Chinese prepare for more military drills in the contested South China Sea, the Philippines has turned down bilateral talks with Beijing because it refuses to discuss last week's court ruling, nullifying most of China's claims of sovereignty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.